Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris, and today we're here on my website. We're going to look at step four of the success magnetism formula, and we're talking about magnetic will. So we're going to go down, we're still working on the third last one, the third last podcast. We go all the way through, we've been through this in the summary before. We're going to all go all the way down and to the first four exercises for building magnetic will. And we're going to look right here at this one, step four, self-control. So the loss of energy or magnetism is the cause of failure. Let's be real about it, that when you're not magnetic, you push people away. And we're going to build on this concept throughout the next 8 of the 12 steps, but we're up to step 4. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's hear talk right now about the growth of self-control. The loss of energy or magnetism is the cause of failure. Do not waste your energy. Unnecessarily movements, trembling, moving about, jumping, running here and there mindlessly must be avoided. Every physical movement has an intent, and if that intent is jerkiness, if the thoughts are jerky, if we're jumping from thought to thought, if we're working on something here but thinking about something there, if we're scratching our head but concentrating on something, if we're fiddling with our fingers, typing on a keyboard, tapping a foot, picking our nose, scratching ourselves, if we're doing anything that expresses energy and is not deliberate with its movement, we are wasting petrol. Now, we are a battery. We've talked about that. We don't have to really go over all this stuff that we've already done over and over and over again, but you can if you go to the blog and have a look. You will see, why do you need magnetism? And then we can say deliberate, smooth, economic action, make this second nature to you. Deliberate, no matter how fast the movement, mindful, no matter how complicated the task, you can move mindfully. Now, that is not walking along at a snail's pace window shopping like you do on holidays to burn off that excess energy that you've got, that you would normally have when you go to work. You go on holidays and you go, how do I get rid of this petrol? How do I slow down? And you usually hire a windsurfer or take another hour out on the slopes for skiing, and you try to burn off that magnetism. What we're going to learn to do is own that magnetism. It's called self-worth, and it's a very powerful journey. So most importantly, what we say when we do this is we continue with the next four exercises, the next blog post. What this is all about for you really must be the ability to read these blogs and enjoy these blogs and understand and practice them, and then write down questions in your phone and bring them to your coaching session, because this is really seriously about growth of self-leadership, which ultimately, as you well know, leads to peace and calm inside. It leads to peace of mind in your head. It leads to more attraction, which means you get more of what you want in life. It means that the people around you feel the love, feel the energy, and it makes you a better leader at work, which ultimately will lead to promotion. So I really think honing in on magnetic will, as we are for this month, you're really going to benefit and see the results almost immediately if you can practice them. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.